This is the podcast that rocked for June 4th, 2024. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rock. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a good week. Last week was a week off because we had a one-on-one talk with Metal Burb, another great YouTuber and Twitch streamer in the metal community. Next week might be the same. I'm not positive yet. However, I do have planned for another talk with someone else who's another YouTube metal community member. And I might be able to do a podcast next week. I don't know yet. All I'm saying is, sometimes this is a weekly podcast. Sometimes it's you get what you get. Just be happy with it. Grab your sunscreen and chain wallet. Mayhem Fest is coming back. At the start of 2024, I would not have guessed Mayhem Festival being one of the festivals come back, but you know what? We got it. Not only is Mayhem Festival coming back in 2024 with a one-day show in Southern California, but it's coming back in 2025 with a full tour. More thoughts on Mayhem Fest in a second. I want to go over the one-day lineup in San Bernardino, California. Saturday, October 12th, Glen Helen Amphitheater, headlined by Bad Omens. Also featuring Parkway Drive, Architects, Ginger, Poppy, Kitty, August Burns Red, and many more. Over 20 bands in an all-day festival, multiple stages, multiple cases of fights breaking out over nothing, tons of wasted energy drink being spilled, and lots of alcohol, and a completely and way too hot San Bernardino. Okay, lame jokes aside, Bad Omens is getting more and more headliner opportunities for some of these festivals and radio station festivals. It's working out to a certain extent, so they're not going to be headlining like Slipknot or Metallica at this point. But this is showing that Bad Omens is being handed the ball a little bit to see if they can work as a headlining act. And this is an appropriate one to see how it fares, especially with Mayhem returning in October, smaller style festival for one day, lots of bands, other names on here that are of that kind in metalcore, deathcore. I don't think it's a bad idea. The lineup is not something that's going to cause people to fly from all over the country and internationally to go see, but Southern California, Nevada, Arizona, yeah, I can see people driving from there to that to make this work. There are many bands on here that I enjoy. It'll be interesting to see how the reaction is for this lineup, the crowd, everything like that. This is not a full bro fest lineup. This is not, Five Finger Death Punch, All That Remains, and that kind of festival lineup. I will give it that. This is definitely more of a good variety in the sense of it's evened out a little bit for the presentation and all the bands that you can kind of get from the metalcore scene especially. I want it to do well. Mayhem Festival actually burned out roughly in 2015 after ticket sales really started dying out. The last Mayhem Festival tour, if I'm correct, or at least one of them, was headlined by Slayer. Mayhem Fest was one that always had a mixed bag lineup. You would get a band like a Slipknot, a Slayer, even a Five Finger Death Punch. Again, they weren't always what they were now. But then you have another bunch of bands that a lot of people were not exactly thrilled to see. That's being as polite as I can be about the situation. Again, a mixed bag. I remember when Mr. Lyman, the former runner of all the Warped Tours over the years, said the same thing, especially the last year of Mayhem Festival. I don't know what this will lead to lineup-wise for 2025, the actual tour for Mayhem Fest when it returns next year. It may be completely different bands, but I do think as a one-day festival, just to get the name back out there, not a bad idea. Ticket information online for Mayhem Fest. It's San Bernardino, one day only. Hopefully it goes well. Southern California, I can't imagine the weather is going to be crap and cancel it out or anything. It also just goes to show Bad Omens is starting to grow and get enough attention to where they can get bigger spots on shows like this, or at the very least stand out above other bands of that same type. The other big question I have for this though is, will Mayhem Fest in 2025, if it is of the same type and same bands and same lineup going throughout the country, even just cut in half, even if it's like five or six bands, whatever it might be, even that small, will it work? This is going to be like Ozfest going throughout the country again. Less Warped Tour, more Ozfest. Think of it that way. Is this going to work in 2025? I say this with all respect to whoever's going to be involved next year. It depends on the lineup, because if the return lineup is not solid, tickets aren't going to do well. We shall see, though. Hold out for the best. This is a good thing that we're getting more shows. I just want good things and this not to be another festival plagued with fist fights in the parking lots and headbutts in the mosh pits and stupid stuff. Lots of crowd killing potential. I want it to be good. I want it to be a positive experience for people. We'll see how it returns. And I really hope the best. More information online. And if you're listening to this, especially on YouTube, who would you want to see headline the actual tour next year? Let me know in the comments. From returning festival news to band allegations. Remember last year when I had to do that several times? Well, this one I'll keep a little bit more brief because it looks like the brunt of it for the band at least is done because they took action. The Word Alive have fired their guitarist over allegations of domestic abuse, and it's no longer really allegations when there's some footage of the person committing domestic abuse. It was last week that guitarist Zach Hansen said he was leaving with respect to his band to take care of some personal things and some personal issues and take the time necessary to focus on himself. See, that sounds like, oh, he must have his own personal issues right now. He has to leave the band. Wish him the best. It got leaked some footage of a man committing domestic abuse, at least one example of it. And as soon as that got leaked, on the same day, the Word Alive went public and said, as soon as we were made aware of this situation, we immediately asked him to step away from the band. We do not condone any domestic abuse whatsoever. So it's the rest of the band in the Word Alive saying, we kick Zach out. And boy, oh boy, is that not a great way to start a tour with Asking Alexandria this September. I don't want to joke about the whole awful situation about that. I'm being serious when I say this. If everything is laid out as it's presented, especially from the band, good for the remaining members of the Word Alive for doing what's right and saying, get the heck out of here. We don't care if you're a founding member or not. We'll see what else this leads to. I can't imagine it's going to stop the tour. They should have enough time to find a guitarist, whether that's permanent or just for touring purposes. You can find more information on the Word Alive socials and the Instagram post they made that's still up there that does not allow comments, just stating everything. If you know someone's committing domestic abuse, yeah, you can just get rid of them. You don't have to make apologies for them. You don't have to get more sides of it. If you know they're doing it and you have evidence of it, yeah, just cut off access right there. In some touring updates for this fall of 2024, two tours got announced that I want to talk about. The bigger one being Baby Metal doing a headline tour throughout the United States starting November 5th in Orlando, Florida, ending in Anaheim, California, December 3rd, going all throughout the United States. Good amount of dates. I believe there's 15, so there's a good chance you'll get to see Baby Metal if you're in some of these areas. All the dates are on Baby Metal socials. They will be touring with Scene Queen. That should be a fun show. If you've never seen Baby Metal, it's pretty fun. Now, I know there's a lot of metal haters out there and elitists that will never ever give Baby Metal a chance. So if that's the case, it doesn't matter what I'm telling you because you don't care. But the people that might be interested, it's worth it. It's a fun show. I've never seen Scene Queen, so I can't really speak to that. But as someone who's seen Baby Metal and shot them as a photographer, it's fun. Tickets available right now. They added a second date for the Anaheim, California show. And if other shows keep selling out, they might add some more for that, maybe. Check it out, Baby Metal on tour. Also announced today in a different lane, Star Set announced the second leg of Immersion, the final chapter, so even more tour dates coming this fall. Star Set will start out from their home base in Columbus, Ohio, August 31st, going throughout the United States, ending up at Louder Than Life Festival September 26th, so just under a month of touring, but they're cramming in a lot of dates throughout the country for this one. Will we get more new music after Brave New World, the new single? Will we get more literature, anything like that? You would have to go and ask Mr. Dustin Bass himself to see if he has any information. All I know is he usually plays things close to the chest, but he always delivers on something the fans want. I'm excited to see what's going to happen for Star Set. I'm definitely going to check out that tour. Go see Star Set if you haven't yet. Their style of live show has changed pretty significantly over the years, and I think for the better. Those dates can be found on rock.net, starting in August 31st, ending September 26th, with at least one festival appearance. There might be more on the way. The first leg of this tour was almost 100% sold out across all days. We'll see how this tour does as well. By the time this posts, there'll be early access for patrons and YouTube members for 10 cringe rock and metal collaborations. This is a continuation of the top 10 worst rock and metal collaborations. Just an addendum, another list. I found 10 more, and the one I'll talk about right now, just on the podcast as a little bonus and a preview, is one that I was not aware of until I put that call out on the YouTube community tab asking for some awful rock and metal collaborations. Turns out in 2013, Avril Lavigne teamed up with Marilyn Manson. It's as awkward and awful as it sounds already. The name of the song is Bad Girl. In the lyrics, and she's performed this song live by herself, which is also weird, Bad Girl consists of Marilyn Manson telling Avril to put her head in his lap and Avril asking to be choked. I'm telling you factual information. This is stuff that happens. The song is awful. And with the cherry on top, the song was co-written by Chad Kroeger, who was at the time the fiance of Avril Lavigne. So Chad helped his fiance write a song where she is getting the business from Marilyn Manson. I feel terrible. I'm gonna go take a shower. That video will be up soon on the Rocked channel. That'll be all this week for the podcast that rocked. After that last little segment, I think I'm just going to have to go lie down for a while. Big thanks to my patrons, and special thanks to Chris Doman, Brandon Bruce, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You get early access and a lot more perks by joining the YouTube membership or Patreon. $2 a month goes a long way to help the channel. YouTube revenue is down across the board, not just my channel, every channel. So when you're supporting your favorite content creators, it does help massively. Even if it's a dollar or two a month, that goes way farther than any ad revenue. So, thank you guys again. Hope you're all doing well. Final thing, Spotify is raising their prices again. So if you ever wanted to drop Spotify, now's the time. Bye, everyone.